Okay, folks, I have the best combination so far of Harvest Ridge coffee. As many of you know, I gave up artificial creamer and artificial sugar for Lent, which means black coffee, except no matter how good Harvest Ridge coffee is, I can't do it black. So I've tried a variety of different things and have always honored my Pepsi sponsorship here by drinking Harvest Ridge coffee every single day in Lent, but I have had to find some interesting things to put in it. So yesterday, I mixed half and half Harvest Ridge coffee and Diet Pepsi. It was pretty good. Today, and even Quaid approved of this, I mixed half Harvest Ridge coffee and half zero sugar root beer. And it was really good. So I may have found the new thing. And if Refreshment Services Pepsi wants to bottle this and call it Pinky's Potion, I will give a portion, just a portion of the profits to the United Way.
There you go.
But not all of them. I'm sorry, Jenna Hull.
You got to keep some.
You don't get it all.
Retirement.
Yeah, my big pension I'm going to get not from WTAD. So if you'd like to try that today, you can take Soda Pop, a Pepsi product, and a Harvest Ridge product and mix them together.
Sounds good.
Yeah. You'll either go, that's disgusting, or you'll love it. And either way, I win. So Jenna Hull is here. Congratulations. I haven't seen you.
Thank you. I know. I'm sorry we missed last month.
That's okay. You were busy. I'm like, is Jenna coming? Oh, I'm sorry. Her Majesty the Queen now is far too busy to be on the Mary Griffith show.
No, never too busy for you. Never too busy for you.
But you've been promoted to the executive director post, the leadership post at the United Way.
Yes.
And obviously an internal candidate elevated. And then because you were elevated, you had to find somebody to replace you.
Yes.
And we announced that earlier this week or last week. I can't remember. But tell us who's coming.
Yes. So Kate Kimber is our new Director of Development and Communications, born and raised here in Quincy and just recently moved back, has her degree in marketing, and we're really excited to have her. She's hit the ground running last week, and lucky for us because we have a very fast-paced office, and so she's done a great job with just coming in and really putting her head down and getting to work. So it's been wonderful.
Okay. Well, let's get right to it.
Yes.
You just had your annual meeting.
Yes.
So let's do a little recap of the annual meeting.
Yes. Were you there?
No.
Oh, we missed you.
I know.
Well, it was a wonderful, wonderful event.
I can't go anywhere at night. It's too late. unless it's over by 5:30 p.m., I can't go.
Well, it was a little later than 5:30, so I get it. So a couple interesting things. We had our first annual Partners in Bloom event.
Yeah.
And, Mary, it went so well. It was amazing. The arrangements that these floral shops came up with, and some landscaping, lots of different ones, were absolutely amazing. People came out of there in tears, really, literally in tears, just because of the symbolism between the arrangement and the organization. And so we had 17 floral arrangements to represent our 17 partner agency logos. And at the end of the night, we crowned a winner, which was just a people's choice this year. In other words, you know, whoever voted the most with their tickets. And so the YWCA won, and they actually did their own arrangement. The staff did it. So it was quite interesting. But it was a great night. The amazing thing, everybody was talking about the partner agencies. That doesn't usually happen.
Yeah. I mean, putting the logo in flowers or in greenery or in something that is, you know, like you said, in bloom, it's like the Rose Parade. It's brilliant. Yeah,
yes.
It was brilliant because it will get everybody to look at every single logo. And I know, like the Girl Scout logo, it has a definite meaning. If you really understand what the logo is all about, it tells the mission of the agency.
Yes.
A lot of logos do that. They tell the mission of the agency if you can just interpret what all that means. And that's so lovely.
It was amazing.
For people to give to the United Way to know this is what I'm giving my money to. Okay,
yes.
Well, congratulations to the YWCA.
Yes, they won.
A very worthy charity.
It was amazing. We had a couple runners-up transitions. Their arrangement was amazing. I can't even tell you the symbolism in that one. And then Community for Christ came in third place, and their arrangement was also stunning. So you can check all those out on our social media. Facebook, there's a video on there that shows them all. But really just an amazing night. And, of course, we had our presentations. We gave our Live United Award to Billy Graw, who has been serving with United Way for quite some time now. And then our Business Hero Award went to Clarity Healthcare here in town, which some people know as Preferred Family, but it's under the umbrella of Clarity.
And Clarity does so much. And just the other day, our police chief was saying that the police department contracts with them when a police officer comes across someone who is having a problem. And their activity may be criminal, but it's not like rob a bank criminal. It's
correct.
Like trespassing, annoying, mm-hmm. bothering their neighbors. It's often because they have a mental health issue.
Absolutely.
And if the police department can call out Transitions or Clarity, both of those are on their payroll, and they can come out and intervene. Because the last thing you want to do is incarcerate someone.
Right.
Because of a mental illness.
Absolutely.
You've got to get them the help they need. And the police department is not fully equipped to do that.
Right.
And so they're smart enough to know now that their officers get special training in how to immediately try to defuse and then get on the phone and call for that backup. So
yes.
It just goes to show how the United Way touches every single aspect
yes.
of our lives.
And, you know, we really started working closely with Clarity when the Welcome In closed down.
Oh, yes.
They were, when I say boots on the ground, they were literally going door to door to try to help people and check in on them and make sure that they had all of the mental health services that they needed in a time where a lot of people were kind of scared to go up to those doors. They were right there. So that kind of started our relationship with them, and it's just built from there. We have a great partnership with them, so very lucky.
Well, public health, not only mental health, but again, there could have been infectious disease. There
yes.
could be lice, scabies, fleas, you know, all kinds of things can happen when you're living in a very, very bad living situation. And of course, I think the Welcome In was a real wake-up call for Quincyans that just because a whole bunch of poor, neglected, abandoned, mentally and physically kind of abused people are out of sight because they're in a big warehouse that happens to be an old hotel,
right?
It doesn't mean they don't exist.
That's right.
And thank God the city of Quincy came in and said, we can't allow this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But as Mayor Trope has said numerous times, I don't want it to happen, but what was I going to do as one person? So they had to get the United Way, the Community Foundation. Everybody had to be on board to go down and really do a rescue operation.
Yes.
It's almost like the same thing that would happen if a hurricane hit
mm-hmm.
or there was a major flood. These
it's
people,
exactly like that.
They were in crisis.
They were displaced.
They
yeah.
were displaced. They were in crisis, and you guys made that happen.
Absolutely.
And that's what the United Way is all about. Okay, here's the next question.
Yes.
Where are we on the annual campaign?
So we have raised just north of $917,000 this year. So we're really excited about that. And of course, as you know, we're getting ready to start resource reinvestment process. So we'll be getting ready to allocate those funds out to our 17 partner agencies. So it's exciting week time. You know, it's time to go. We'll be doing all those presentations over the next 4 weeks. So
by you telling me that, mm-hmm. is it safe to say you have not made your goal? And
we did not reach where we wanted to be. However, you know, 917 is nothing to sneeze at. So we're really proud of it. We worked hard. You know, we've had a lot of transitions over the few years. We didn't have a major fundraiser this past year just because of the timing. And so we're still very proud of what we ended up with. And, you know, the community support is definitely still there. So we're just going to work towards making it bigger and better for next year.
Well, let me ask you a tough question.
Yeah.
When Joe Bonansinga was the campaign chair, not the paid employee, but the volunteer campaign chair, he set the lofty goal to crack that $1 million mark. But that was back in 1997, I think.
Yep.
We have never gone much above that.
Mm-hmm.
And now this year, for circumstances that are unavoidable perhaps this year, we didn't even make that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Jenna Hull, the tough question I have to ask you as a journalist is, is the United Way even viable? Because if you're not getting support that's growing,
mm-hmm.
if your support level is the same as it was in 1997,
yes.
how can you continue to function as a viable agency
yeah.
in our community?
I think we will always function. I think we do a good job of other community supports, not just the campaign. You know, when you look at the services that we provide and the community things that we do, we really are you know, we get people together, we bring people together, we do more than just give out money. And, you know, I've had a lot of people ask me that, especially in this new role. You know, do you just give money to people? That's not what we do. And I know you've been through the resource investment process before, so you're aware of just how difficult it is.
I've been on all three sides of it.
You've been on all of
them. I have given money, I have handed out money, I have begged for money. Mm-hmm. I've been an agency.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on the board that gave out the money, and I've been on the volunteer crew that collected the money.
Yes.
So you've seen every side of it.
And so you know the work that we do. You know that the impact that we have in this community is huge. And I think, you know, we're fully staffed now. We've got a great staff. I feel like this year is going to be an amazing year. We have awesome campaign chairs. We have a lot of things in place. Last year, you know, Nancy, our predecessor, she said it over and over. This is a year of refreshing. You know, we've had several directors over the last 6 years. We're refreshing. We're redoing a lot of things. Those things were not going to have an impact until this year, right? And again, you know, when you're looking at relevance in the community, $1 million is a lot of money. So even if we stay at $1 million every year, that's a lot of money that we're giving out to those agencies, and that's money they're not spending trying to fundraise, trying to hire somebody, you know, to do all of these things for them. So we're really giving them more than just money. We're giving them, you know, time to be the boots on the ground, to do those direct programs and services. You know, a lot of times we're leveraging 2 and 3 times the dollars that we give them because of the federal and state funding that they're allowed to get. So we have some great plans for this year. You know, obviously, do I want to make over $1 million every year? Absolutely, I do. I can't make any promises, but I think you're going to see a really strong year this year. I think you're going to see a lot more community engagement and involvement. We've got a great board. We've got a great set of volunteers. So stay tuned. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised this year.
Well, I love your optimism, and you know I'm a big supporter of the United Way. I put my little United Way flag up, but of course I do have to ask the devil's advocate question. If you haven't grown, really, since 1997, I mean, you should probably by this time be raising $6 to $10 million a year to keep pace with the amount of help you were able to give out, you know, almost 20 years ago now. So how are you going to take it to that next level? Because it's kind of like we're coming up on election season. And, we've got to have a property tax increase. We haven't asked for anything in 40 years, in 50 years, and then now we need to double it, you know. It's incrementally, if you always have a 5 or 6% increase every year, you'll always keep pace with everything. But you haven't had that.
Right.
So, in fact, the buying power of what the United Way can do, while it's still great, nobody's going to turn down $1 million, is not where it needs to be. I mean, what could vault it to $5 or $10 million?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you got some donors that you haven't told me about yet. 5 to 10 is a large
goal. I've got
a
Powerball ticket or a Mega Millions ticket for tonight.
Yeah.
Like I said, between the Pepsi and root beer scheme and
the Powerball
or Mega Millions, you should be set. I won't give you all $1.1 billion, but
I'll need $10 million.
Okay.
That's what you said. 5 to 10. We'll take 5 to 10.
Okay. She's gonna take. See, I said 5 to 10, and again, these charities. I'll take 10.
That's right. Yeah.
But so, I mean, you know, it's a legitimate question.
It is a legitimate question, and I think, you know, there's lots of ways you could answer that. You could make excuses. You could say, you know, fundraising is down across the country, which it is, about 11-12%. You could say that fundraisers in Quincy are through the roof. People are having them all the time for any small thing, any large thing now. So there's lots of different reasons that you could say for that. But I do think that United Way globally has a big impact. It has a big name. And I think that we're going to be able to use that this year to really dig into what we're doing. You know, we haven't been fully staffed for 3 years. When you have a small staff like we do and you're not fully staffed or you're constantly in this state of flux where you're training and you're moving and you're doing this and that, it's very difficult. And again, not to make an excuse for that, but I do feel like we are fully staffed. We have a strong staff. You know, the board has said this is one of the best groups of team members that they've ever seen us with. We've got people that are really doing this job for the right reasons. We've put some things in place last year. I think you're going to see some increases this year just based on that. You know, getting into those companies again, it's difficult. Some of the companies are saying, hey, we don't want to do a workplace campaign anymore. So then we look at corporate sponsorships. You know, there's a lot of different things that we can do. Some of them are trial and error. But, you know, Kate and I have some great ideas for this year. We've got in a new, young, fresh person that's got some fresh ideas. You know, she's already come up with two or three ideas in just the last 10 days that I never thought of. So, you know, again, I think stick with us. I think you're going to see a huge push this year. I think you're going to see our impact grow and, you know, hopefully see us bump over that top again this year.
Well, I like your attitude and I like your optimism, and I certainly hope it is true, because the United Way is necessary and vital in our community. And you're right. Donor fatigue. I mean, I read the community calendar, and if there's nothing but fundraisers
every day.
I mean, every single day, mm-hmm. every Friday and Saturday and some Thursdays and half of the Sundays, mm-hmm. there's something to go to, mm-hmm. to donate to a charity.
Yes.
And we find ourselves, that's why the United Way is so nice, because it's this broad umbrella of 17 agencies that have come together and say, these are the problems we've identified. You know, healthcare in our community, literacy, financial and reading literacy in our community, financial for adults, reading for children, you know, homelessness. These are the things that we've identified, and we're going to all work together. We're not going to duplicate services. We're going to be collaborative instead of, you know, competitive. And mm-hmm. so the way the United Way runs is just fantastic. Compared to, is the United Way struggling nationwide?
Nationwide, you know, again, giving is down everywhere. So, of course, it's down United Ways as well. But I do think that because of the model United Way has, that there are probably some United Ways that are doing better than others. Some that are, you know, we have a United Way over in Central Illinois that has 32 staff members. You know, you can do a lot with 32 staff members. We have six. So we're all wearing multiple hats, but I think we're doing it well. And now that we're in this place where we're very stable as a staff, very stable as a board, you know, I think there's a lot of things we can do. United Way Worldwide is working on doing some refreshing as well. So I think you'll see that over the next year or two. But again, overall, I think the name still means something to people. And I think that there will always be a need for us in the community. And I think that we will always be here. So,
well, we'll save this question for the next time when your new marketing director comes. But you're right. The old model where I always gave through my workplace and we had a little presentation and we all put out our fair share cards. And first of all, yes, there are huge employers in Quincy, but now more and more the younger people and the newer people are in these small one or two people, three people businesses.
Yes.
And so you've got to attack that a little bit differently. Also, younger people are, you know, I'm old-fashioned. I want to look at my little pledge card and fill it out. Mm-hmm. The other day, you'd be so proud of me.
Yeah.
I had to vote my stock shares. And they said, like, just put your phone there. And I'm like, what do I do? So I thought, well, I'll put camera on and I did it. You know, I'm like, they'll probably say, we received this vote and we don't think it's you because it was received electronically.
She used an electronic vote.
Snail mail,
oh,
like
goodness.
I always do.
But, I love it.
But I mean,
it's
70 cents, you mm-hmm. know. I'm not going to vote my stock shares. I mean, that's what you're supposed to be doing, is making me money.
That's
not
right.
Not costing me
that's
money.
That's right.
So it's nice to see that, you know, I'm not your target audience anymore. I've been giving and I'll keep giving.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you've got to find those people who aren't giving
yes.
because they want to give.
Right.
You just have to identify the why for them and everything.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the cause? Because this has been fantastic.
No, thanks for having me. And, you know, like I said, next month we'll bring Kate out and you can chat with her and she can share some new ideas. And
after these tough
like
questions, she may not come.
Yes, she might be scared. I don't know.
Well, if she hears about, you know, she's been away for 5 years.
Yes.
She hasn't heard about my awful reputation, you know, as a pit bull. So
she's a pit bull reporter.
Yeah. What did Sarah Palin say? You know, the difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull lipstick, you know? Well, thank you so very much for your time today, Jenna. Thank you for I'll call it a successful campaign. You
yes.
didn't make your goal, but by golly, you raised over $900,000.
Absolutely.
That's going to help a lot of people in our community. And
yes.
folks, you know, if you didn't get a chance to give this year, put it on your calendar.
Yes.
Campaign starts like at the middle of August, the beginning of
September. We're ready
September.
To go.
Say, write that check.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Coming up, our market report. But first, because it's so close to Easter, don't you think we ought to play Egbert the Easter Egg? I do. It's my favorite Easter song.